I had wanted to go to a place like U of H at first through the Army because I wanted to be in the military. Actually, so I grew up in the church world and I wanted to be a chaplain because, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do in the military, but I knew I wanted to do something.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to learn, coming to HPU, because the doors opened to HPU instead of there, just how little I actually knew about my own faith and just how little I was actually following it. And so I ended up here kind of on a second choice kind of a way. All the doors just opened up here, and I came to love the school and become committed to Christ here. I mean, God works in ways that I could not even fathom, honestly.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Paul Arce is involved all throughout HBU. He served as resident assistant, a student mentor, and as a Bible study leader. He is recognizable in the signature orange blazer of the prestigious HBU Student Foundation as well. And we welcome you today, Paul.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for having me today.
You're a standout, young man.
Well, the Lord has done great things and has changed me a lot, so.
How's he changed you?
When I stepped down here to HBU, when I came here as a freshman, I wasn't really following the Lord, I guess you could say. And so HBU and a lot of the different things and ministers that were here contributed to me giving my life to Christ.
So, really?
Yes.
So you became a Christian at HBU?
I did.
Fantastic. How did you get to HBU before you became a Christian?
So I had gotten to HBU. I had wanted to go to a place like U of H at first through the Army because I wanted to be in the military. Actually, so I grew up in the church world and I wanted to be a chaplain because, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do in the military, but I knew I wanted to do something.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to learn, coming to HPU, because the doors opened to HPU instead of there, just how little I actually knew about my own faith and just how little I was actually following it. And so I ended up here kind of on a second choice kind of a way. All the doors just opened up here, and I came to love the school and become committed to Christ here. I mean, God works in ways that I could not even fathom, honestly.
And tell me how you came to faith when you were here. Was it in a particular day, or was it over a period of several months and people ministering to you?
It was over a period, slowly over several months. So I had started experiencing the love of Christ through people like my mom, because she had become committed to Christ like a couple of years beforehand. And I started to experience the love of Christ and the gospel through different ministers here at HPU. There was a worker here named J.R. Harris, who used to work here. Mark Warrington used to be the BSM director here. Salim, also people who have really just guided me into what it means to be a Christian, who Jesus is, what the message of the gospel is. And then when I started to learn all that, it was just like a no-brainer. And I think it was during Ignite my freshman year. The speaker there just said something like that just really struck me. And I was like, okay, I just can't not do this anymore. Like, I need to do this. And so it was from there. And then I was baptized in November of that same semester. So
really cool to leave a university where you receive a degree, but you received eternal life too, huh?
Oh yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't trade anything else for my time here.
What does HBU mean to you?
It means a place where people are comfortable and are welcome here. Even people who don't follow the Christian faith, the HPU still makes a habit of welcoming them and making them feel welcome. And also not being afraid to just share Jesus, even in that. And so HPU is a place where you can not only get a super great education, but also get salvation and hear the gospel said in a way where they're not exactly forcing it upon people, but they're sharing it out of love and saying, this is what we have and this is what we want to give to you. And so to me, that's what HBU is all about.
You know, Paul, you bring up a really important distinction of HBU in that although our faculty are Christians, we don't make it that a litmus test that you have to be a Christian to come here.
Oh, yeah.
And the door is wide open to anybody who wants to come to HBU.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can say along with you, what I like about it is we don't slam the Lord down your throat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a loving witness here, and it's clearly articulated. But obviously, a person has to make up their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have Muslim students, we have non-Christian students, we have Christian students, but all of them get exposed to the distinction of academic programs from a Christ-centered world.
Oh, yeah. And it's really great also for, like, students who are a different faith, but even students who, like, grew up in the church world like myself and come to realize that the gospel is way more than they've been taught or they've been experiencing all their lives and just come to a realization of faith here that they couldn't have anywhere else. And so I am super grateful that HBU is not afraid to do those things, is also just not afraid to love on people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you have to have that component of love. Because God is love.
Yes.
So now you're going to graduate and yes. You're going to take off. What? Tell me about Paul's future.
So I recently got hired, actually yesterday, I got hired to do what is called a campus missionary intern. And so I'll be working with an organization called Baptist Student Ministries.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Which is here at HBU. I will be working with the Baptist Student Ministries at University of Texas at Dallas.
Oh, cool.
And so I will be the campus missionary intern there, or my entire job is basically to evangelize and do discipleship.
So what campus?
University of Texas at Dallas.
Now think about that. You came here as a non-Christian, became a Christian, you leave, and yesterday Dr. Hardy's the executive director of the Baptist General Convention of Texas that the Baptist Student Ministry emanates from, was sharing with me 115 different campuses have someone like you that are sharing their faith all across the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Are you excited?
I am really excited. So this past weekend, we actually had our interview weekend where a whole bunch of candidates from all over the state came down, and we just had our interviews and learned a whole lot about what our job was entailing. And so we got a lot of us, like, really hyped to just go ahead and get started. And we still got a couple of months before we get started, but we are so excited. And there's a lot of us that are starting to go do this, and there's still so many campuses that have still yet to be reached.
Right.
So we're really excited.
Right. So tell me what your method of outreach will be at that campus.
So it will be a lot of... So what BSM typically does is a lot of service-oriented outreaches. So a lot of serving people, for example, like serving people lunch or serving people coffee, and using that as an avenue to get to know people and to get to share Jesus in a way that we're in an environment where people can be comfortable, to a point where we can go and bring the gospel to them instead of having to invite them to different things. Not that we don't want to,
right?
But it's a way for us to evangelize in a more intentional way. And so that would be a lot of what I'm doing.
Also, relational evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so a lot of that and a lot of discipleship as well. So a lot of helping new believers, like, grow in their faith and teach them the foundations of Christianity and how to follow Jesus. And so my job would be entail a lot of that, a lot of evangelism, and just trying to add and also improve where we've already been. So I'd be coming alongside of work that's already been going on for a while.
Excellent. What's your mom think about what you're doing?
My mom is very happy. Beforehand, when I had wanted to join the military, like, both my parents are in prior military, and my dad is actually still in the military, and so she was excited about that. But when I gave my life to Christ, I mean, that just made her world excited, and now that I'm going to do intentional ministry, like, she is very excited. Like, there's one whole side of our family that has a lot of ministry history, and so she's very excited for me to go down and do this.
Now, as you look back at 4 years at HBU, what was the the faculty member that really made the biggest impact on you?
So I had mentioned two of them. Two of them, they no longer work here at HBU, but J.R. Harris, he was a first-year success coach here for about 2 years, my first 2 years of college. And Mark Warrington was the prior BSN director. And I had never known, I had never had like a man come and like intentionally like guide me. And both of these men intentionally took it upon themselves to disciple me and to teach me what it meant to be a man of God, what it meant to follow Jesus. And when I think of faculty members that gave me a foundation that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life and teaching me things that I will never forget, it's definitely the both of them. Both of them have left a tremendous impact on me.
Fantastic. To someone thinking about coming to HBU, what would be your message to them? Why come here?
I would tell them to come here with an open mind. It is definitely going to be different from a lot of the universities like UT Austin or Texas A&M that they would probably go and visit. But there's a very intimate and welcoming community here, and there's a very good programs of education here that I think they should have an open mind to come check out and to come explore. I mean, if that's one of the things I think HBU is all about, is definitely about exploring and asking questions and just getting out of your comfort zone of what you've known all your life and exploring some new things. And so I would encourage them to not be afraid of that and to give HBU a chance. I mean, I didn't regret it, and I doubt they would either.
I totally agree. Paul, we are grateful for your story, and you can learn more about HBU at hbu.edu/admissions. People are standing by to answer any of the questions you have at 281-649-3211. And Paul, we want you to know, as you go, our thoughts and prayers go with you.
Oh, thank
and
you so
we
much.
Are really excited about what you're going to be doing. It's going to be just very fulfilling to you to take your faith, pass it on, and see how it gets passed on.
Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate
We're
that.
We're behind you all the way, man. Yes. Proud of you.
Thank you. Yes, it always feels good to know that even after I'm gone, like, the people here at HBU are still thinking about their alumni.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.